SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Israel cancels a delegation to the US after a UN ceasefire resolution, three homes lost in a bushfire south of Perth, accidentally sparked by campers, and in football, Graham Arnold unleashes fresh faces for Australia's second World Cup qualifier against Lebanon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Penry Buckley. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has cancelled a delegation to Washington after the United States abstained from voting on a UN Gaza ceasefire resolution. All 14 other members of the UN Security Council have voted for the resolution, calling for both the release of hostages by Hamas and an immediate ceasefire, but not dependent on the hostages' release. Mr. Netanyahu had earlier threatened to withdraw a visit by top aides to the US if the country did not use its veto power in the Security Council, as it has done three times since October the 7th, also previously abstaining twice. Washington, where a separate set of talks with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is still expected to take place, has said the decision by Mr. Netanyahu is disappointing. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. abstaining does not reflect a shift in policy.
We have been clear and we've been consistent in our support for a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. That's how the hostage deal is structured, and the resolution acknowledges the ongoing talks. We wanted to get to a place where we could support that resolution, but because the final text does not have key language that we think is essential, like a condemnation of Hamas, we could not support it.
Three homes have been lost in a massive out-of-control bushfire south of Perth, which was accidentally sparked by campers. Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem confirmed the property losses, saying five short-stay accommodation units had also been razed. He says firefighters have worked hard to successfully prevent lives and more homes from being lost in the blaze, which has been fought using hand tools as embers rained down kilometres ahead of the firefront.
Without the outstanding efforts of the more than 150 firefighters and personnel who have worked around the clock since this fire started on Saturday afternoon, there would have been more properties lost or damaged or even a loss of life.
Emergency warnings remain in place for communities in parts of Coolup, Milon, Nanga Brook, Oakley, Teesdale and Waruna. Local officials say a magnitude 6.9 earthquake that hit a remote part of western Papua New Guinea has killed at least three people and caused extensive damage to around 1,000 homes. The quake rocks the East Sepik region on Sunday morning near the town of Ambunti, about 750 kilometres northwest of the capital of Port Moresby. East Sepik Province Governor Alan Bird says an initial estimate shows the earthquake has destroyed around 1,000 homes in the area, which had already been dealing with widespread flooding from earlier in March. Tasmanian Labour frontbencher Dean Winter has reportedly put his hand up to lead the party following its fourth straight election defeat. Labour won just 29.2% of the primary vote at the state election, a 1% increase on a 2021 campaign affected by infighting and scandals. Leader Rebecca White conceded defeat after initially appearing to leave the door open to govern in minority, with the party set to win just 10 or 11 seats in Parliament. Loggers have been given the green light to resume tree-felling operations after shocking footage showed koalas falling to their deaths on South Australia's Kangaroo Island. The state government halted logging after videos captured by whistleblowers came to light earlier this month. However, Environment Minister Susan Close has now approved the resumption of tree harvesting after timber company AAG Investment Management submitted a new koala management plan which it claimed will prevent further deaths. The loggers are removing invasive Tasmanian blue gums from the island, which are a highly flammable tree that contributed to devastating bushfires, which saw half of the island and around 30,000 koalas burned in 2020. And in sport, Graham Arnold could unleash up to 5 fresh faces for Australia's second clash with Lebanon tonight, as the Socceroos look to take a meaningful step towards FIFA World Cup qualification. Geordie boss Riley Magree and Keanu Backus are out with injuries and a suspension, respectively, and Arnold has hinted there could be more rotation calls made for Tuesday night's Canberra contest. Australia ground out a 2-0 win against Lebanon in Sydney last Thursday, and would progress to the final round of World Cup qualification with another victory. Arnold says it's imperative the Socceroos win the match and stay in first place in their qualifying group.
It's all about, obviously getting in pot one. If we, at this moment, we're in pot one. Win the next 3 games, we stay in pot one, and then it helps our World Cup draw enormously.
I'm Penry Buckley, and that is the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.